Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Lamed Hei, Sota 35a, pagination is 69. We'll start on the facing page, four lines from the top, regarding the story of the Meraglim, the spies that Moshe sent to check out what would become the land of Israel. The Pasuk says, Shlach lecha anoshim, send for yourself men. Amar Resh Lakish explained, Shlach lecha midaitecha. Hashem said to Moshe, send for yourself. It's on your decision. I'm not requiring you to send. V'chi adam ze borer chelek ra la'atzmo. It's going to end up becoming something very bad. But a person doesn't intend it like that. And Hashem did not agree because it was going to go in a bad way, but Moshe was convinced that this was a good thing to send spies. V'hainu dichsiv, that's what the Pasuk says, v'yitav be'enai hadavor. Moshe will later describe that this thing of sending spies was good in my eyes. It made sense. Amar Resh Lakish explained, Be'enai velo be'enav shel makom. In my eyes it was good, but not in the eyes of Hashem. What went wrong with this mission of the spies? So the concept of the spies is that the Jewish people were going to transition from their time in the desert, which was miraculous, to their time in the land of Israel, which was going to be naturally miraculous. They were still going to experience many miracles. Life itself is a miracle. It's Hashem's hand. But it was going to be veiled through nature. And therefore, when they go to conquer the land of Israel, it made sense that they were going to send in spies. They were going to assess the situation. And from there, they would develop a strategy with the help of Hashem to conquer the land. The Meraglim, on the simplest level, overstepped their bounds. They thought that their opinion was really being asked. And they were only expected to go through the motions to make it look natural, to develop perhaps a strategy with Hashem's approval. But they were not being asked yea or nay on going into the land of Israel. And they took it as their opinions were being solicited. And that developed into a very poor direction. The Pasuk says, V'yachpuru lanu es ha'aretz, you shall seek out the weak parts of the land, the strategy, what a spy would tell us, but it has a double meaning, because it didn't end up that they started telling us the weak parts of the land and a strategy. Instead, they told us all the reasons that the land was ill-suited for us. Amar Rab Chiya bar Abba, Meraglim lo niskavnu ela leboshta shel Eretz Yisrael. Their intent was to shame Eretz Yisrael in its bond with us. Ksiv hacha, it says, V'yachpuru lanu es ha'aretz, they should seek out the weak part of the land. Uksiv hasam, but there's another translation for v'yachpuru, not the weak part and seeking out information, but rather v'chofra halavona, shame. And that's what they ended up doing, bringing back a shameful report. The Gemara continues, Ve'ele Shemosam. And these were the names of the Meraglim. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak said, Dover ze misoris biyodenu, we have a tradition regarding the names of the Meraglim. Al Shem Ma'aseihem Nikru. They have names that are appropriate for what they did. V'anu lo also biyodenu elo echad, and we don't know how to interpret all the names with their hidden meanings, except for this one. Sisur ben Michael. Sisur means Shesosar Maisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He undid or contradicted the action of Hashem. Hashem was ready to bring the people into the land of Israel, and this man came along to contradict or to undo. And his name is Ben Michael, the son of Michael, Michael Sha'asa Atzmo Moch, that he made Hashem, so to speak, weak. We have a concept that Hashem's strength in the world is to the extent that we are worthy and we believe in that strength. The Pasuk, for example, says, Tenu oz le'lokim, give strength to Hashem. How do you give strength to Hashem? The Nefesh HaChayim explains, by having faith in Hashem, by doing things that enable Hashem to bond with His creation, by making it a more sanctified and receptive place, so Hashem becomes stronger in the world. Hashem is the same Hashem, but His energy is more invited into the world that He created and invited us to inhabit. If we invite Hashem in, Hashem is there in a greater presence. His presence is perceived more easily. So this person, through his action, made Hashem, so to speak, weak because of his behavior. Let's move on to today's daf, and about a third of the way down, towards the end of the line, Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa said, Dovar Godol Dibru Miraglim Ba'osa Sha'a. The Miraglim, the spies, were saying something very dynamic when they brought back their report. An earth-shattering concept. What did they say? Ki chazak hu mimenu, that the people of the land are greater than him. Referring to Hashem. Kaviyachol, it's as if to say, afilu bala bayis eina yachol lahotzi kelov misham. They acknowledged Hashem is the creator. They acknowledged that Hashem invited these people into his land. But now their argument is that now that the people are in, the homeowner is not able to remove them. And that was this concept that the Miraglim developed, that at least from their perception of nature, of moving from miraculous existence to a natural existence, they came to the conclusion that under such circumstances, unless you're going to have an open miracle, it can't happen. And in the view of nature, they said, Hashem himself, Kaviyachol, can't do it. Chas v'shalom. Dropping down to the bottom of the page, there's another very important Gemara over here that I would like to share with you. Five lines up from the bottom, towards the end of the line, Darash Rava. Rava darshened mepnei ma ne'enash David. Why was David punished? This is referring to a mistake that David made, that he had the Aron carried on a wagon. And the Aron is not supposed to be carried on a wagon. Aron no seyes, no sav. The Aron carries its carriers, and the carriers are merely an honor guard to the Aron. And the Aron should have been carried on the shoulders of people and not put on the wagon. Why did David make such a mistake? Says Rava mepnei shekara ledivrei Torah zemiros. Because he made the mistake, the indiscretion of calling Torah zemer, a type of song. The famous pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, that Torah is like a zemer, like a song to me. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Divrei Torah, shekasa bohen hisif einecha bo ve'einenu. Torah, which if you blink, you could lose it. Torah is called uf, like a bird. It flies away if you don't guard it properly, constantly reviewing and being diligent in its study. Atakoreos and Zemiros, you refer to it like it's a song. Hareini machshilcha bedavar sha'afilu tinoka shebesrabon yodinoso, you're going to, as a result of that indiscretion, make a mistake that even the children know you're not allowed to do. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, V'lefnei kahas lo nasan, to the children of kahas, the Leviim, carrying the Mishkan, they did not get wagons. Ki avodas hakodesh aleihem bakesef yisa'u, they carry the articles of the Mishkan on their shoulders. They don't need wagons. Even children know that. V'ihu asei ba'agalta, and David made the mistake of putting it on a wagon. It's a very deep Gemara, sophisticated concept. David had an indiscretion by calling it a song. But the very overt question on this is that the Torah itself calls the Torah a shira, a type of song. At the end of Parshas Vayelech, Moshe Rabbeinu refers to the Torah, V'ansabah hashira hazos le'ed. Torah is a song. But the Meforshim explain that there's a difference between a shira and a zemer. A zemer, like a Shabbos song, has a beginning and an end. It's limited. It may be related to the word zomer, which means to prune. The song is well edited. It has a limit. A shira is an ongoing song, a beautiful harmony with a lot of sophistication. Ups and downs, simultaneously. Moshe refers to the Torah as a shira, as an unlimited song. David made the mistake of referring to it as a zemer, and that, the Gemara tells us, was considered an indiscretion. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.